Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style with your colour and style questions to answer today. Thank you for sending me some questions. Really appreciate them. Always like more. Feel free to leave them on my Inside Out Facebook page. Or email them to me at imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And I am more than happy to answer them in upcoming sessions. So the first question of the day comes from Bonnie, who says, how do I dress my H-shaped body with longer legs, shorter arms, very short waist and a larger bust for hot weather? Yeah, this is one of those things that hot weather clothing can be tricky for many body shapes. And this is because things require, you know, come in, hit your body and can make you feel hotter. The simple answer for many shapes is actually the dress. In hot weather, the dress is the king. It's the best, it's the queen, it's the princess, it's the entire royal family of clothes. It really is the best item to wear in hot weather because there is different dresses for every body shape. So as an H shape, because that's what we're going to focus on today, if you have a larger bust, think about having a slightly lower neckline rather than a high neckline like this one. So I would go for a lower neckline. So that would be my first tip. Number two would be if you are an H shape and you don't want really waist shaping, avoid the fit and flare styles. Think about something that is much more straight, more column-like. So it can be more like, in fact, what I'm wearing today is very much an H-shaped dress. It's basically just a straight up and down sort of shift. It's got a little bit of waist shaping built into it, but it's not waist shaped like the fit and flare is. And there's definitely no horizontal seams or lines or expectations of a belt at my waist, which would kill it for the H-shape. So we're thinking about a lower neckline, fairly straight shape, but a little bit of waist shaping through cut in. You know, you can have some darts and things that give the item some waist shaping. You can use the Kim tuck, and I'll link to the Kim tuck, which is a really fab little idea. If you've got something that's a bit too baggy that needs a bit of shaping, it's the Kim tuck. Just use a little rubber band. And of course, you can look that up on my blog at insideoutstyleblog.com. And then have it, if you've got long legs, you can have it a little bit longer, so right down to the knees. Or you can think the maxi dress. There is another amazing shape. So if I was going for a maxi dress in hot weather, I would go for an empire as a H-shaped. I'd go for an empire, but make sure the empire actually sits under the bust, not on the bust. Very often, when you have a very large bust, empires are just cut too high, and so you end up with a seam on the bust, which is something that you really don't want. Instead, think about making sure that the seam sits underneath the bust. But again, you could have even a little bit of a crossover neckline, like a faux wrap style can also work really well. Real wraps that have waist ties don't work for H shapes, but faux wraps do, where it comes in often higher up, more at the empire point rather than down on the waist, and doesn't have that additional waist detailing. That is also another dress style that can work really well for us, particularly the larger busted H shape. And then think about fabric. What's a lighter weight fabric? What's a fabric that will be comfortable for you in the hot weather? Because of course, fabrics make a big difference. Some people can't stand synthetic fabrics in summer. Other people don't mind because they just can't bear ironing. So really it's up to you. But fabrics like bamboo, knits can be incredibly cool and comfortable and pretty flattering on. They tend to have a lot of good drape to them. Just make sure that the fabric is thick enough that it's not showing every kind of lump and bump that might be under there. So I always think in summer, go the dress, no matter your shape. For every other body shape, there is dress styles for you as well. And of course, you can look up your body shape Bible on my blog and find out your best dress shape that is there. So if you have a waisted shape, such as the A shape or the X shape, also the V shape because it creates balance, the fit and flare style is your best shape. If you are a straighter shape, such as an H shape and an H shape and an O shape, which require a straighter line, then think about things that are straighter through the body rather than being so flary. So, you know, but the thing is, what is great about a dress, particularly if you have a short body, is it's one long column of color. You're not breaking your body up into multiple pieces. So every time we change the color of a top and a skirt or a top and a pair of pants, we're actually breaking the body up and making the body look shorter. So a dress does the column of color for you naturally. It's so easy. Now, if you say do want to wear a two-piece, you could think about, you know, I've got a top and a skirt in the same color. I'm going to create that column of color, and that's a really easy way of doing it. I can add my value contrast in with jewelry, with a necklace, something like that, with some nice brooches, like a cluster of brooches, something that gives you a bit of, you know, something dynamic, or it can be in a pattern as well. So don't forget, you can bring in, particularly in summer when it's hot, I think about having particularly tops and dresses and things with pre-made detail in them. That way I don't have to add so much detail. I don't have to add any detail to them in hot weather. I can think about if I, you know, buy a top and it's got a, you know, pre-embellished neckline, I don't need a necklace. If I've got a top in a pattern, I might just want a pair of earrings. I don't need to have as much going on in my portrait area that I would if it was just a plain or solid color. So do think about those tips for hot weather dressing. I always think about them as interesting. So rather than just a completely plain t-shirt, this is where you want to get some details, some interest. And I know I have a blog post about this as well that I'll link to if you come to the blog and look at the blog post with this video in it. You'll find it about interesting, kind of interesting summer clothes, interesting tops, pre-built-in detail. That is what you're looking for hot weather clothes. Because that way, if you feel it's too much to put on the third piece, then you've already got that kind of detail built in. So you can get away with wearing just two pieces. Or if it's a dress, just one piece. And that's what I love about dresses in summer. They are brilliant for feeling cooler and also for, you know, kind of being a column of color, being a one piece. I really don't have to make decisions about adding other things in when I have a dress on. There you go. Hopefully that helps you. That would be my number one tip for you. Okay, who's next? Anita says, I'm wondering why A-line skirts and wide leg pants are bad choices for H shapes. So when we think about body shapes, the difference between the X shape and the H shape, which are both hourglass shapes, is that the H shape comes in and then goes out wide at the high hip and then actually comes back in at the thigh. Barbie is the ultimate example of the H shape. When you look at your naked Barbie doll, you might remember that it comes in and then we've got this shelf-like hip and it comes back in though at the thighs. Versus the X shape, they are widest at their low hip. So this is why I call them the X. It's this slow slope out to the widest point, which is at the upper thigh, not at the high hip. They don't have the shelf. So they'll come in at the waist and then slowly go back out again. And then the upper thigh is the largest, widest point on the lower body. So when we're thinking about these shapes, really what we're thinking about with figure flattery is following the shape of the body, follow the lines of the body. What is the body telling you? So when we think about an X shape, this is why the fit and flare work so well. This is why the A-line skirt, the flared skirt all work really well for the X shape because it's following that line of the body. But if you have an H shape where we come in and then go out, if we get enough flare, so to get enough flare, to get enough width to go over the wide high hip, we end up with a very, very wide garment, and that tends to make you look wider versus if we come in and we go over that and we go straight down, that is a much more flattering line on the whole. Now, of course, everybody is unique and different, and this is why you have to experiment for yourself. Now, if you want to wear like that kind of circle skirt or something like that, you might go like, I don't mind, I look a bit wider in it. And the real 1950s with the petticoats, that really hides an awful lot of stuff because it really does go out from the waist and it has a huge, you know, a big flare volume and it's supposed to look like that. So you can try and have fun with things like that. But just the A-line really is not a great shape for the H shape because to get it wide enough to go out at the hips, you probably find that the waist is too loose. So to get that fit right is very hard. And then it just keeps going and it tends to be too wide too fast. So it creates extra width in the lower body. But of course, I always say, remember that all body shape rules are actually guidelines. And there, you're a unique human and you've got more than just body shape. Remember that in your style puzzle, you've got body shape, body proportions, scale, you know, coloring, contrast, texture, sheen. I mean, the list goes on. Body shape's just one small element. And you have to look at that and go, for me, does this rule or does this guideline work? Or can I find something else? And maybe I can modify it. Because remember that, you know, bodies, it's, you know, the only really exact body shape would be SpongeBob SquarePants, who happens to have a very square body. But most of us, we're all variations. We're humans. Some H shapes have slightly more waist. Some have less. Some H shapes have more of a shelf hip. Some have less. Some will have the hip dip. Some won't. This is why we have to experiment, take photos, and then try out the different guidelines and see which work best for you. Because in the end, you've got a unique body and you need to work out what works for you. What I'm giving you is some overall principles and guidelines and something, it's a starting place. So think about these as a starting place to experiment from. And when people ask me, you know, what's my body shape? Part of it is going, well, you've got to go away and experiment and follow the guidelines, see if they work for you. Try some other guidelines. If you're not sure, am I an X or an 8? Why not try on both of those sorts of clothes? Take photos of them, see which you think is the most flattering. If you're, am I an 8 or an H shape? Again, try on the clothes, see which works best. See what is actually making you feel the most flattered. And that'll be your guideline for what your body shape is. Guidelines really are. What are your own personal rules? I give you guidelines. I think that it's best for you to make up your own figure flattery rules. And they're based on your unique body. So the body shape, body proportions, body variations, all those bits and pieces will come together to form your personal set of rules rather than just a generalized, you know, there's, you know, 8 billion women in the world and only a few body shapes. So really, you've got to think about working out what works best for you, not kind of just assuming that the general guidelines are the only thing that you can wear. So the next question I have today, Miriam's saying, what kind of shorts are best for an X shape with shorter legs? So particularly when we have short legs, we want to think about shorter shorts. So the rule with short proportions, so short legs, is shorter skirts, shorter shorts, shorter sleeves, and shorter tops, shorter necklaces. So everything is shorter because what we want to do is draw the eye up the body. So if we have shorter shorts, so long Bermuda shorts, not for you. You want shorter shorts. They need to come up to at least mid-thigh, really. And if you feel that that's uncomfortable, that it's too short for you, don't wear shorts. That would be my tip there. You'll generally find a shorter legged X shape looks better in skirts and dresses, and their legs look longer in skirts and dresses than they do in shorts because we don't see where the legs start because that is covered by fabric. But if you really want to wear shorts, and I know, look, if we're out gardening, we're doing things, shorts are a really handy summer garment, then think about, okay, so they need to be shorter shorts, not longer shorts. So at least kind of mid-thigh, no longer than that. And then, now, things like, do I have pleats in them? This comes down to your stomach. Pleats tend to flare out. So when we have a waist pleat on a pair of pants or a pair of shorts, a pleat should lie flat. If it is opening up because we've got a bit of a tummy bulge, that actually makes the whole area look larger. So I would generally go flat front over pleat unless you have a very flat stomach. If you've got a really flat stomach, go for the pleat. But otherwise, I would go for a flat front. And then you can think about a slightly, like just like your skirt shape, we're following the line of a leg, a little bit more of a flared shape. So a little bit more, you know, kind of flare to it. So I see shorts sometimes in the stores that I think, oh, these would be great for your X and your A shapes, where they've got often an elasticized waist, but sometimes like they're kind of quite a thick elasticized waist. They're often made of a softer fabric. So something that's going to flow over your curves rather than a stiff denim or a stiff drill or a stiff cotton. And then they have kind of like, you know, they basically just flare out. So they've got a little bit of flare to them, a bit like a skirt. Like if you didn't realize they were shorts, you could actually think they were a skirt. And they can be very flattering on your X and your A shapes who need that little bit of extra space through the thighs. But then thinking about ending them kind of around that mid-thigh area. So there we go. There's my questions for today. Thank you so much for watching. Please do drop by the blog. I've got so much information on there for you. Get your body shape Bible that I was talking about before. If you'd like my personal opinion about your body shape, you can get that in my 7 Steps to Style program as well. Plus so much more, color, all those sorts of things are in there. It's basically an entire style program that will help you really define what works for you and your body, your colouring, your lifestyle, all those things that you really need to know. And please do send me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. I am keen to have them and put them in my little lucky dip pot and answer them for you. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.